Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin, and on the phone with me this morning, I have Erin Jacobs, a resident hydrologist and meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Juneau. Erin, can you hear me all right?
I can hear you. Thank you.
Great success. It's always a little interesting. I don't know how this transfer thing works to the board, but it does, and I'm happy it did this morning. So thank you for joining us this morning, all the way from Fair Juneau. So you are the man who basically your job is to kind of, in the layman's world, you kind of predict our future. So no pressure. But what do we have coming up for Sitka this rest of the week and into the weekend?
Yeah, so the rest of the week, or at least through today, Thursday, and into Friday, and kind of the same trend into the weekend, we're just going to see relatively nice weather for the Sitka area, just looking for some afternoon or some scattered showers. And it looks like Friday, tomorrow, we could actually see some sunshine before some showers start moving in into Friday night into Saturday morning. And then we'll kind of continue to see those scattered isolated showers coming in from the east into during Saturday night and then into Sunday. But it won't be as bad as it says. We might have some heavier showers, looks like probably on Friday night and Saturday morning. But throughout most of the daytime hours, it should be a fairly pleasant day out there. We do aren't really expecting too strong of winds on land or over the marine waters into the Sitka Sound and towards Bjorka Island. We will be seeing an increase in the wind right around Friday evening into Saturday, and the winds are going to be coming out of the northwest, and primarily that will be right around the Cape Edgecombe area. But it seems like Sitka Sound might see a little increase in winds, but because of the island, Kruzoff Island there, it should block most of the stronger northwest winds, at least into the sound. But closer you get to Bjorka and Cape Edgecombe, you will start seeing some increasing, like maybe 10 to 15 knots of winds. Seas also won't be very high out there to start off the weekend. And it looks like it will be roughly around like 3 to 5 footers, mainly like a swell, not much of a wind wave until you start getting into the northwesterly winds onto Friday and Saturday.
Excellent. So thank goodness for Kruzoff being that big windbreak for us. So it is nice with the weather getting a little nicer, at least daylight definitely getting longer. I know there's definitely more and more people, both locals and now with some out-of-town guests heading out to go fishing. So even with the rain coming in, it sounds like it's still a decent time to go fishing within the sound.
Yeah, and, you know, the temperatures won't be too cool either. You know, even with those showers, you know, we'll have a fairly large amount of sunlight. So we'll be getting into the highs into the upper 50s, into the lower 60s. So, yeah, like you were saying, it should be a fairly pleasant day in between some of the showers that may come across from the east.
Wonderful. So we have heard your voice before, Mr. Jacobs, on a story we ran not too long ago about with the Sitka Sound Science Center and some of the landslide warning system happening. So you've been in Sitka before. You've helped with getting those new rain gauges set up. We were talking briefly before we went on air, just generally with kind of how the weather has overall kind of gone back towards our normal rainforest status, that we're no longer in that drought that we've been experiencing. So do you have any sort of idea of what we have to look forward to for the rest of the summer? Obviously, it's not truly predicting the future, but is there a trend that you can see at this point?
Yeah, there is a trend. So we look out right now. I can look out between the next 3 months. So we're looking at an outlook that goes from from June through August. And it's not a specific forecast that we're planning. It's more of an outlook. So mm-hmm. There's three different climate regimes. You have above normal chances, you have near normal chances, and below normal chances. And so right now, what the region is looking at least for those 3 months right now, is a fairly high percentage of above normal temperatures. So almost 53% chance that we'll see above normal temperatures throughout those 3 months. Not saying that we couldn't see below normal temperatures or near normal, but those percentages are much lower. But for precipitation, it's more of an equal chance of above, below, or near normal precipitation. So it's kind of, there's no real climate trend into what, how wet or how dry or how normal the precipitation could be. But within those 3 months, our normal precipitation for the Sitka area is about 14 inches of rain. So spread out between 3 months, you know, it doesn't sound too bad, but we could get a majority of the rain in a certain 1 week at a time. So that's where the above normal temperatures come into play. And you can have more sunny, warm weather, and then maybe just a week to 5 days or so that you have wetter and cooler temperatures to be more wet or just near normal conditions. So besides, from what comparison to last year, maybe not as dry, but maybe just as warm. But it's just an outlook. Keep tuned to the daily forecast, and we do try to put out climate outlooks about what the months and three-month outlooks could be. We did come off a pretty dry May. The Sitka area was fairly dry, but this is our dry time of year, so I think we'll be able to make up that precipitation through the rest of the year, and we should be sitting fairly nicely going into the fall time. We did have a pretty good snowpack, so most of the reservoirs should be refilling nicely, and we're not really expecting any type of drought impacts to come back this summer.
Yeah, that's good. It's always interesting to explain to the friends and family who are maybe out of state of like, yes, I live in a rainforest. Yes, I've been in a drought. No, it's still been raining a lot, just not as much. It's always kind of a weird thing to think about that we can actually even getting rain won't be getting enough. So it's nice to hear that things are hopefully for this next couple months going to be getting a little bit more towards balanced of what we are normally coming to expect for us. And so for goodness, so we've just kind of had a recap. We've got a decent weekend coming up. A little rainy, but you know, I think all of us here in Sitka and Southeast are pretty good at, you know what, a little rain won't hurt us, won't put a damper on our fun. So not too much wind coming up this weekend. A little bit of rain, but nothing Alaskans can handle.
A little bit of wind on Friday and the Saturday, I would say, especially with those
nice days.
But yeah, for the most part, it should be fairly nice, and what we would probably say a typical Southeast summer weekend.
Perfect. Well, Aaron Jacobs, thank you so much for coming on air this morning and giving us a little peek into our climate future. It was a pleasure having you, and hopefully we'll hear you on air with us again soon.
Okay, thank you very much, Aaron. Have a great day now.
Thanks, you as well.